This is Dr. Wilmington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Nevarez, D-N-E-V-A-R-E-Z, first name Dietra, D-E-T-R-A. The date of birth, 02-04-1969. The date of evaluation, March 11, 2026. The referring physician, disability and social service, the identifying information, the patient presented a California identification card, A, like Apple, 712-5003. This correctly identified the claimant as Dietra, D-E-T-R-A, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Nevarez, N-E-V-A-R-E-Z. The chief complaint, 57-year-old African-American female referred for disability evaluation, the HBI. It's noted the patient is a 57-year-old female who reports the development of congestive heart failure approximately 5 years earlier. She was then evaluated at Kaiser and told she had CHF. Today, she reports that she has had increased fatigue and exhaustion, period. She has distant history of alcohol abuse, but none in 5 years. She has intermittent fatigue, but some days she can go all day, period. She has no autopnea or PND, period. Her past medical history includes one, congestive heart failure, next number, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, C-section, next number, tubal ligation, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother passed away with heart disease and cancer, social history, she's a half backwardation smoker. She has prior alcohol abuse. She denies any drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. She has had both weight loss and gain. Skin. She reported a rash 4 months ago. Eyes. She has impaired vision and wears glasses. Nose. She has sinus problems, which she attributes to allergies. Neck, she has stiffness. Respiratory, she reports cough with occasional wheezing. Cardiac, she has had palpitations. Gastrointestinal, she has had heartburn and bloating. Genitourinary, she describes having had frequency and urgency. Neurologic, she has had headache. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 133/64, pulse 94. Respiratory rate 18, height 165. The weight 186 pounds. The vision with glasses, both eyes 20/50-1. Left eye 20/50-2, right eye 20/50-2. The examination otherwise remarkable. Of note, data review, her medications included rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams one daily, metoprolol succinate half tablet daily. Lisinopril 5 milligrams, take 2 daily. Furosemide 40 milligrams, half daily. The impression, the patient is a 57-year-old female with history of heart failure, period. She is currently taking medications for heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. However, her left ventricle ejection fraction is not clearly documented, period. The patient's medications had been reviewed per Kaiser. These were noted to be since 2022, period. There is no updated review, period. She has history of fluid retention, but apparently has no evidence of volume overload at this time, period. She actually appears quite compensated, period. Medical source statement. This 57-year-old female appears to have had history of congestive heart failure, period. She, however, now appears clinically compensated, period. She appears euvolemic, period. Her exercise tolerance is noted to be adequate. Functionally comma, she is classified New York Heart Association Class 2, period. While she has history of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, she appears now to have normalized function, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient, Dietra Nivarez.